truth in the inward parts. Truth in the inward parts. David had come to a point in his life where he had had another man's wife. He had then murdered that man, and a lot of things happened because of that. David continued each day doing the things that kings do without his heart being right. Because we see his heart not turning until sometime later the child is actually born. That's 9 months. And the scriptures refer to him as a child. So there's a period of time there where David, I don't know, quite possibly hasn't totally dealt with his sin. And that's a place where we as Christians, if we don't be careful, we find ourselves daily having not dealt with sin, not walking with the Lord in true fellowship each day, in truth and in holiness. And we may find ourselves doing that. We may find ourselves walking in the church and not have dealt with our sin. Interacting with others and not have dealt with our sin. Not filled with the Holy Spirit. Not letting God's word guide and direct us. Being a wife, a husband, a friend, a whatever, without ever taking time that day to renew that fellowship and make it right. Praise the Lord, tithes here. That's one last verse I got to say. Oh, praise the Lord. So David, probably some time had lapsed where he wasn't walking with the Lord, yet he's still handing out decrees and still all the things that he had to do. And we can tend to do the same things in our life. And although it doesn't seem terrible to interact with other people without being filled with the Spirit, it can wind up bad. It can wind up bad. Being filled with God's Spirit, walking in the truths of God's Word, truth in the inward parts. That's what the Lord needs from us. He needs us to be truthful. He needs us to understand who we are. That can be difficult. It can be very hard for a person to see their own sin as God sees it. Let me tell you something. The more you spend time in God's Word, the more you memorize His Word, the more your sins will be clear to you. And I say that because the Lord has just shown me what a wretch I am and what a wretch I've been. But God's grace is there. And the way back to God is right here. It's not hard. It can be humbling. It's not complex, I should say. It's hard. Being humbled is hard, but it's not complex. It's a simple path. Recognizing our sin, turning to the Lord, trusting Him and honoring Him from there on. Truth in the inward parts. Because we were filled with the Spirit yesterday, does that mean we will be tomorrow? Not necessarily. No. Each day we would want to restart with fresh counsel, old reminders, those brief daily visits with a wise companion. God's promises new every day. Every day. Before you run out of the house in the morning to your job, to whatever, grab a verse, take it with you. Meditate upon it. Let the Lord's work. Let the Lord's word have room in your heart. We'll run through the questions. What expression did David use that shows us that he was thinking of his sinful nature in Psalm 51:5? Psalm 51:5. What expression did he use? Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Very good. Ezekiel 28:17. Sin originated with whom? With Lucifer. Okay, with Satan. Because of his pride, because of his brightness, we see there in that verse. Okay, according to Christ's teaching in John 8:32, what makes us free? Amen. Amen. That's what sets us free. That's what makes us free. The truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How does the Lord convict our hearts of sin? Hebrews 4:12. Yes. Through the Word of God. His Word is a discerner of our hearts. Very good. His Word is a discerner of our hearts. Psalm 51:6. David knew that God was concerned with what part of his life? Can I have some new hands out there? You guys know the answer. You're just modest. Okay, I'll take any hand at this point then. With the inward parts. Our heart. Where are we at in our relationship with the Lord? Truth in the inward parts. Being truthful with ourselves. Being truthful in front of God's Word. And then lastly, Psalm 51:7 reveals to us the completeness of Christ's cleansing. What expression is used there to reveal the completeness of Christ's cleansing, ma'am? Yes. Whiter than snow. But, well, purge me with hyssop obviously is the way to get there. Purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Very good. I hope you're using these lessons. I hope you're finding them to be a blessing to you. As God's word works into your heart. It's 20 till. We've got 5 minutes to try to get through some of the lesson. I was afraid it's going to go this way, but... These lessons are important. God's Word is it's so important that we take God's Word and that we have it in our hearts. Truth in the inward parts. Turn with me to Psalm 51 if you're not already there. Are your Bibles falling open during the week to Psalm 51? They're starting to, aren't they? You go back there and boom, there it falls right open to it. Psalm 51. Truth in the inward parts. The scripture that goes with the lesson today verse 6. Behold meaning stop, look, consider. Take notice of. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Even after his sin, David continued with his duties as king. Imagine a man that was so near to God's heart, a man so mightily used of God, going through all the motions of being a king, giving the same orders and running the affairs of the kingdom, but knowing in his inward part, knowing in his heart, knowing deep down inside that he was not right with God. There was no real fellowship with God. It was not like it once was with the Lord. He was a tormented man. When you and I aren't in fellowship with the Lord, things aren't right. We're not happy. The joy is not in our face. Everybody is different. My joy and my spirit is reflected in my face, and I can't help that. But sometimes you'll see my face drop or whatever, and what's wrong with you? Well, I'm just not as happy as I was 2 minutes ago. But that joy in our hearts, it needs to be there. It needs to be there. And the unhappiness, the sadness needs to, we need to let the Lord make light duty of those and get them gone. David recognized in Psalm 51:6, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." Deep down inside, deep in our hearts, truth in the inward parts is what God desires of us. Truth. Thy word is truth. John 8:32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Are you free today? Are you free on the inside? Are you walking in fellowship with the Lord today? Are you living in harmony with the truth of God's word in the inward part? There is such peace and freedom when we are cleansed and right with God. The Lord desires from all of his children, not just kings like David, but God requires that each one of us live with truth in our hearts, truth in the inward parts. We dare not continue to walk each day not in the Spirit of God, not filled with the Spirit of God. We dare not continue to walk that way. When we're walking and interacting with others, we should be filled with the Spirit. Now, not a magical, mystical thing. No, a personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. A personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. About a year ago, someone sang a song I heard. And the song said, and I'll not sing it for you, "I dare not call him Lord and live the way I would. I dare not call him Lord and live the way I would." And man, I thought, how many days in my life do I live the way I would? And yet I still call him Lord. Do I then not call him Lord? No, that's not the answer. That might be the path that we may tend to take. The answer is that we would turn to the Lord. That's what the answer is. Would you dare not call him Lord and live the way you would? We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. Truth in the inward parts. There must be conviction. Page 26 in your notes, there must be conviction. The Bible said that God desires truth in the inward parts. How do we get there? The Holy Spirit of God must convict us of our sin. He must convict us of our sin. Or should I say, we must allow him to convict us. Because he's certainly going to do that. We already have that promise in his word that he is going to convict us of our sin. But that we would allow that to come into our understanding. Convict us of our sinfulness. God does this through his word. God does this through the working of the Holy Spirit. That still small voice that's in our hearts. That's what the Lord uses. Nathan, God's man, looked David in the face and said to David that thou art the man. Thou art the man. We've read this passage before. Nathan, the prophet, coming to him, telling the story about the lamb that was taken from the poor man, the rich man that took the poor man's lamb when a traveler was there to prepare it for the traveler, and took his only lamb that grew up in his house, that ate at his table, that was as one of his own. And David, of course, condemned judgment that day, that the man should pay back fourfold and that the man should die. 1 Samuel 12:7. Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." David hadn't dealt with that sin in his heart. He hadn't come to that place of repentance yet. when God's man came there with God's word and pointed it out, that was a turning point in David's life. We should take care of our sins on a daily basis and keep short accounts with God. As Christians, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to us through His word, convicting us. Kelly, go to Hebrews 4:12. Somebody go to Romans 8:1. We're not going to get far. Who will go to Romans 8:1 for me? Jen? Kelly, Hebrews 4:12. God's word will understand our heart. It'll cut right down in there, and it'll get right to our sin. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. All of us have secret sins in our lives that are buried, hidden, or rationalized away. These are not simply things done in secret. They are things that have become secret even to ourselves. We're not even aware that these sins are in our lives. They've become crusted over and rationalized away. There needs to be a great breaking of that crusted life by the Holy Spirit as God deals with us deeply and thoroughly so that we do not just change our outward, our public world. We must be changed in the inward man. God desires truth in the inward part. You and I will only honor God in our lives when we have truth in the inward part, when we deal honestly with our sins. We're going to stop there, and we'll pick up from there next week. Truth in the inward parts. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. These are truths from God's Word. Truths from God's Word. Truth in the inward parts. The verses you should have had ready for today were verses, what was it? 8-9. Anybody ready with those? Yes, go ahead. Whatever you want. Verse 8, make me to hear. That's 8 and 9. Very good. Okay, we'll assign next week's verse. Next week's verse is verse 10. Next week's verse, verse 10. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions on our quoting of the scriptures? Okay, if you have something, see me personally. Thank you.